So we're just gonna breathe and relax and just take this quiet moment to give ourselves permission to let go of the getting here. Just breathe gently and be here now. It's so good to take the time to sink into the peace that underlies all of the activity, all the time. It's always here, that beautiful peace, the light and the love, infinite, eternal beingness of our inner being or source. Whatever you call it with a capital I, there is love there. And as we tap into that love, we feel that expanded consciousness, that warmth and that caring that is ever present. We are dearly, deeply loved. And breathing into that, feeling into that, is such a powerful, powerful place to be. I know that love is ever here. And so the quotes I brought today focus on that love. And the first is from an Abraham now on July 30th this year, 2025. And the question was about eating gluten and what we eat and the importance of choosing the right things to eat. And Abraham answered it in such a powerful way. Abe said, there's a deeper thing going on. It's a vibrational thing. It's an alignment thing. The question is not whether you're eating gluten. The question is, are you watching CNN? The question isn't, are you eating gluten? The question is, are you insecure about world events? Because you think your politics is crazy and you don't believe you can trust anyone. Have you checked everyone off your list? Have you decided everybody is a liar? It isn't that everybody is a liar. It's that everybody has a different perspective. And until you keep your nose out of their perspective, all kinds of things are going to go awry in your physical body. And you're going to blame them. You're going to blame them on erroneous things like what you're eating or what you're doing or what action you're taking. You got to get a vibrational handle on your vibrational self. You've got to get an emotional handle on your emotional self. If you will accept that you are an extension of a being who is love and secure and worthy and has fantastic interest in life, and you will decide to line up with that part of you, the loss of all gossip, all pettiness, all pushing against, all being angry, all being mad as hell and not gonna take it anymore. If you will opt for the love that is really you and make it the cornerstone, the center of your life experience, everything will sort itself out because you are a vibrational being. Yeah, you eat food, but you're a vibrational being eating food. Yeah, you watch television and movies and you read media, but you're a vibrational being doing all of that. You are a lover who must love to feel good. You are an uplifter who must uplift to feel good. And once I got on that theme of love, I had to go to the Beloved and my books. And the first piece I found was in the fourth book. And I called it Delegate the Hard Ones. B said, love and appreciation always feel good because the infinite part of you is always loving. By loving from your local perspective, you allow the infinite energy to flow through you. I said, some things and people are easier to love than others. And B said, fill your attention with the easy ones for now. Keep letting your love flow, and you will find it easier and easier to love more and more. Don't worry about the hard ones. Delegate that to us. We're always loving everywhere and everyone anyway. Let us do our job, and you do yours of loving right where you are. I said, today that seems easy. Tuning to love all week has really helped me see just how much there is to love about my life right here. B said, the more you focus on love on purpose, the easier it will get. You're creating a new default setting for your attention as you continue looking for things to appreciate. I said, I love how it feels to love. More of this, please, B. They said, keep tuning to love, see. All good flows on the love channel. So we're tuning into the love channel where there's so much to love and our inner beings love through us. So then in my first book, I talked to Beloved on the same subject. I said, Morning Bee, I love you. They said, Morning Sea, yes, you do. We are celebrating your newfound perception of your love for us. Yay. And I said, are you distinguishing between my loving you and my perceiving my love for you? And they said, exactly. Remember, we asked you if you were aware yet that you are a part of the we that we are. The part of you that is already still and always non-local, infinite, and eternal has been intertwined with us in love forever. The local, physically focused aspect of you has free will to choose to open to the love coming and going between us all, always or not. I said, so are you saying I'm not contributing to the love by opening to it, just perceiving something that already is? That doesn't feel so good to me. You said my love matters. The B said, oh, your love really does matter, Con, quite literally. Your focus on love changes the matter, the subject of your life and the life of humanity on planet Earth. Your perception of the love that flows between us all, to and from you, allows you to direct the infinite flow among people, animals, plants, and things on Earth and in the universe. You have become a conscious part of the cosmic distribution system of divine love. That always cracks me up when I see it. The cosmic distribution system of divine love. All the love you have ever given or received has been part of our love. You accept that your mind is part of the one mind. Well, your heart is part of the one heart. Your love is part of the one love. That fact doesn't lessen the value of your love, it greatly amplifies it. When you tap into our love, you glow with our light, you flow with our grace, you feel inspired, uplifted, and energized. I said, I can relate to that, B. Sometimes when I feel really connected, I do feel brighter, delighted, and more able to see the divine in everything. I didn't realize that was about allowing your love to flow in me. And they would always correct me when I said things like that, and they would say, not your love, see, our love. You are a part of that love. And so we come back to what Abraham said about perspective. Everybody has a different perspective. And everybody is absorbing different information and connecting with different people, telling themselves different stories, and then attracting from their environment everything that matches those stories. And so, what story are we telling ourselves? Are we telling ourselves a story of love and connection and joy and clarity and abundance and power and health and wholeness? Or are we lower on the emotional scale? And if we're having trouble moving up the emotional scale, then those things on the way, like jealousy and anger and blame, are part of the process of walking up the scale. But you don't stop. You don't act in those places. You keep going. And you get to irritation and anxiety and frustration, the less energized negative emotions. And as you move up, you allow yourself to take a deep breath. When you get to number 8, boredom, that I always feel is expressed better by letting go or giving up. Even Abraham tells stories about Jerry getting to the point where he said, I give up. And his burden was lifted and he felt totally different. And as we get to that tipping point on the emotional scale, it allows us to move into contentment, which I think of as counting my blessings. And I look around at my life and I see the beauty that surrounds me. I see the birds that I see every morning. I see the flowers that I try to always have in my life. Inexpensive flowers or plants that I can buy at the grocery store right up the street for $5. And I feel transported by the pink and the purple and the yellow and the green. And I look at the sky and I see the blue and the white clouds. And at the park, I see those reflections in the water. And it's so beautiful. And I fall in love again and again with that piece of the divine that I'm witnessing in this moment. Every day I said, Beloved, show me the beauty and I'll share it. I'll do my best to photograph it and share it so that other people can see it too. And so I see the beauty right now in the falling leaves. They're really distracting at the moment because over the last month to five, the movement has been in the birds and the butterflies and the dragonflies and things that I want to photograph. And the falling leaves are beautiful, and I actually photographed a couple of them this morning because the colors were just fabulous. One of them had the light shining through it. Actually, I initially thought it was a butterfly. There are so many beautiful things in this world. And I took a moment when I was distracted and being a little critical of the falling leaves, and I just stopped. And I relaxed, let my shoulders drop a little bit. And I actually watched the leaves fall, little yellow leaves from some kind of tree down at the south end of the lower pond. And there was a delightful breeze on a warm morning that felt cool and comfortable, and it was just liberating some of these yellow leaves from their branches. And yesterday I got a picture of an absolutely perfect cupped bird's nest that has been right in front of me since the spring, no doubt, but I couldn't see it until the leaves fell around it. And I got to witness this miracle of parenting by some bird, I'm not sure what bird it was, that built that gorgeous, symmetrical, cup-shaped nest at the top of a tree on an island, directly in front of the dam. And I got to witness that. And I got to feel the love that that represents. The love of birds coming together to create a home for their babies. To witness that beauty and harmony and grace today, because of the falling leaves, I could see it. The changing of the seasons wasn't always pleasant for me. But since I started photographing birds all year round, the changing of the season brings me a different assortment of birds. So many that I see all the time anyway. The cardinals stay all winter. The chickadees are here year round, and many of the woodpeckers. But in this changing season, I get to see spectacular ones like the juvenile rose-breasted grosbeak I saw 2 days ago next to a great crested flycatcher. And I've seen those before. I've never seen a juvenile rose-breasted grosbeak before, but both of them are migrating right now. And to have the privilege to witness. And I was talking to a young man, and he said about whatever bird I was talking about, "Oh, is that your favorite bird?" And I said, "Well, not exactly. I love the one I'm with." And loving the one I'm with the birds is so easy. I see them and I see their beauty and I see their grace. Loving the one I'm with the people isn't always quite as easy. Particularly when I have the TV on, which is where we started with Abraham said, the question is not whether you're eating gluten. The question is, are you watching CNN? And opting for the love that is really us is Abraham's recommendation. And then Beloved said, let the love flow where it's easy. So just take a moment now and think about where in your life the love flows easily. It may be a friend or a family member or a pet. maybe someone in the community that inspires you. It may be someone that you haven't seen for a long time. It may be someone who's not even on the planet anymore. But if you think of them with love, you're bringing that love into the now, and their infinite and eternal self can connect with you in that love. What an amazing experience it is to transcend time and space with unconditional love. Just allowing our love to expand and flow in all of the easy channels, the places where it's fun, the place where it feels like hugs or laughter, the place where it feels cozy and warm, the place that feels like deep friendship and really being seen for who you truly are. There is so much love in this world. I encounter it all the time. I live in love a goodly part of the time, and so I encounter love everywhere I go. And it's such a joy. Last night I was at a concert, and I fell in love with three musicians. A delightful trio, an extraordinary singer playing the guitar, his friend who was playing the saxophone and the flute and the clarinet, their other friend who was singing and playing percussion and the harmonica. And I was transported for several hours by this beautiful music that was being offered. Love flows. And the guy who owns the place, that's the venue, he came over and asked me to take a picture of him with the band, and I did, and I sent it to him, and I sent him a picture of his wife with their adorable dog. And it just is easy when you're in the flow of love to see love all around you, to see it in the food that people brought for the potluck, to see it in the park this morning when I ran into a couple of friends who are bird watchers who were eagerly sharing what they had seen and hoping that I could see the beautiful things that they had already seen in the park. And then I passed their info on to a bird watcher that came later. We get to share the love. Whatever it is we love, the more we do it, the more we have to share. And it's really simple. If we learn to focus on where the love is flowing, it's tempting to watch where the love isn't flowing sometimes, but it hurts. And we don't need to go where it hurts. We can go where it feels good, where the love is flowing, where we are uplifted and inspired and supplied by the experience of loving. It's a choice we make pretty much every moment of every day. And as we consciously tune to love, we get law of attraction on our side that brings us more and more reasons to love. So I'm grateful for this opportunity to just bask in the love today, to bring love to this community, and to see the power of love as I look around me in so many wonderful ways. And I invite you to join me today. And just take a moment to stretch. and feel how good it is to just relax into this beautiful place with these beautiful people and smile. And when you're ready, can open your eyes and reconnect with your friends. And so it is.